Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Between January and April of 1833, a visitor from England named Dr. Thomas Rolfe paid an extended visit to Barbados. During his visit, he stayed at Vaucluse Plantation at the invitation of its owner, his close and esteemed friend, Henry Peter Simmons. During Rolfe's stay, he visited various parts of the island and recorded observations on island life in his diary. Despite the patronizing and sometimes racist overtones of his observations, his diary provides a fascinating glimpse of life in Barbados on the eve of emancipation. On this day, March the 18th, 1833, he witnessed a notable local ceremony. He recants the story as follows. On the 18th, I was afforded an excellent opportunity of witnessing the spectacle of a Negro funeral. On reaching the house, I observed several long forms covered with mourners, all most decently dressed and respectably clad in black. Many females were also assembled in black crepe dresses, with black bonnets and veils. Groups of Negroes continued arriving for an hour. At length, a large party having congregated, they formed themselves into a procession. They had an abundance of fruit, cake, wine, and refreshments. The hearse, which was a sort of funeral car drawn by a black horse, contained the coffin, which was covered with small ornaments and surmounted by a large pall. This went first. Then the mourners followed, forming a parade, two by two, carrying umbrellas and extending a long distance. The procession was closed by two mourners on horseback. The whole appearance was decent and respectable, and resembled more the funeral of a wealthy tradesman than a slave. There is no characteristic more strongly marked in the Negro than their superstitious veneration for the dead, and it is impossible to pay them a higher compliment or please them more than by attending the funeral of any of their deceased relatives or friends. They manifest a great desire to have their friends buried in the same churchyard with their white brethren, and are very grateful in obtaining that permission. Dr. Rolfe does not bother to provide the name of the deceased in his account, so we do not know his name or the place of his interment. We can only surmise that he was a person of standing in the black community in Barbados. Though that person did not live to see the end of slavery on the island, his family and friends ensured that his passing was marked with the dignity and respect that he deserved.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.